want to reset really quickly and give you a check of the three majors. The three benchmarks have been in the green all day, still in the green right now. The Dow is up 10 points. So off session highs, the S&P is up by 11 points and the NASDAQ up by 51 points. So, you know, shaking off that red hot inflation data that we got earlier on and sort of headlines about the Beige Book as well. Let's shift gears now and move on to the energy sector, which continues to hold steady with Brent and crude hitting highs not seen since the Omicron variant first emerged, lifted by comments from Jay Powell yesterday. But the economic impact of Omicron will be short-lived. Here with more on that and how crude settled is Yale Finance's Inez Ferre.
And Karina, WTI February future settled at $82.64 a barrel, up more than 2%, as you can see on our Wi-Fi interactive board. Brent crude also higher today, up more than 1%. A couple of reasons why you're seeing oil rallying, one being that U.S. crude oil inventories fell last week by 4.8 million barrels. That's according to EAI data. You also have the International Energy Agency, which said that there's been a relatively small hit to demand from the Omicron variant and that demand has been stronger than had been anticipated. You've got city traffic around the world that's also been growing after the holidays, and some data also showing that gasoline sales have been resilient, both in the U.S. and India, and also gasoline demand has been trending a couple of percentage points higher than in the 2019 levels. So all of this boding well for oil prices. I also want to mention natural gas, because we are seeing the biggest one-day gain since November 14th of 2018 when it comes to natural gas. In fact, year-to-date, natural gas futures are off to their strongest start since the contracts were launched back in 1990. And some of this has to do with short covering, as traders had bet really the wrong way against weather patterns, especially here in the Northeast. Cold weather, also cold weather expected, worse than expected weather expected for February and for January. So tight supply in Europe also having an impact on these natural gas prices that have been soaring really lately, especially as a pull up a 1 month chart up 26%. And finally, just to mention where we're at with some of the energy stocks and the sector for energy, I just want to pull up a year to date chart when it comes to energy. You can see it's actually the best component of the S&P 500. And if you just take a look at some of the still year to date, some of the energy stocks, we're seeing double digit percentage gains for some of these stocks. Alexis, Karina.
All right, Inez Ferre, thank you so much for that.